Now, I am delighted to say that I am joined in studio by David Hickey, who is Information Officer with the Citizens Information here in Youghal. And David, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Linda. Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Delighted to have you on. And of course, Citizens Information is one of these services that you must be, I was saying to you off air, you must be one of the busiest people around, are you?
We are very, very busy at the moment. But we're still open for anybody that needs to call in.
So just let our listeners know a little bit about what you do in the Citizens Information.
So I suppose we provide information, advice and advocacy services to people in the area. So they, I suppose you have three strands to drop into us. In the office down in North Main Street, we're 128 North Main Street. You can also check our website, and we also have a phone service. So citizensinformation.ie is the website, and the phone service is 076 107 4000, if anybody. And they're open till 8 o'clock at night, whereas we're at the moment we're 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, Monday to Friday.
And it really is an invaluable service, because it is one of these services that you will constantly hear people say, oh, I must give the lads a shout below there, and I must give, which, as I said to you, it's testament to the service that you do down there. But what type of queries do you typically handle down there?
Well, our remit is to, I suppose, answer anything that people have a question on. And sometimes we'll deal with that directly, or sometimes we might have to refer people on. So the main thing that people come into us for is social welfare. I suppose the top three that we have would be social welfare, housing and employment rights issues. But you can go anything after that, like consumer rights. I've lost track there now. So much, yeah, anything.
Yeah, and it's... For anyone that, because a lot of people would typically, I suppose, feel that citizen information is for people who are on social welfare that might have questions, the ins and the outs and regulations. But it's not actually just a service for people on social welfare, is it? It's more kind of a generic information service, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Because again, social welfare, I suppose, infiltrates everybody's life, whether it be just child benefit payments or job seekers payments. But there's other payments, additional payments that you can have when you're in employment. So the likes of FIS, or the work and family payment it's called now. And then sometimes hard times hit and you need something else. We also have pensioners that come in, and so they've had a full working life or sometimes not. And they come in to access then additional payments on top of their pension. So it's there's a load of payments out there that people aren't aware of. And we'd always suggest that you come in and just check and see, is there anything there that I'm aware of? But we also do stuff around taxation. And so although we wouldn't be experts on it, we would have a general idea of what kind of tax system is there for each person. And so we'd be kind of giving advice on that, you know. Or employers, if they have queries around getting additional staff, we know of some payments that are available through the social welfare system that allows the employer to get incentives to take new people on, taking them off the live register. So those kind of things are beneficial.
Yeah. Now, of course, we're just, some would say, we're coming off the tail end of the economic downfall. Some would argue that we're still in the throes of it, or that we're just fooling ourselves in a bit of a bubble. Did you see much of an increase, let's say, during that economic downturn?
We definitely saw, yeah. It was a lot of people who hadn't used the service before. And I suppose going back to your thing where a lot of people thought we did one thing, and they realised, I suppose, at that stage how much we actually could assist people with. But I suppose we've always seen a climb. The more services we offer, the more people that are accessing the service. And since we've moved to our new premises there in 128, the numbers have jumped there now. So, yeah, we've always seen a climb. But in terms of when the recession hit, we were very, very busy. And people used to be saying to me, oh, God, it's great to hear that you're busy. I was going, they didn't realise the line of work I was in.
One of the major issues that continuously comes up, it comes up in the news constantly, it comes up here on the radio constantly, is the whole housing situation.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I suppose, are fearful at the moment. They're either in rented accommodation and the landlord has been forced to sell, or the rents are being hiked up, or there's an issue with rent allowance or whatever it may be. Do ye offer advice for anybody that might find themselves in that situation? I know it's going to be obviously done on a case-by-case basis. And everybody's an individual case. But for anyone that might be listening that is a bit worried at the moment, do ye offer advice for people in that situation?
Yeah, well, and I suppose, yeah, it is that individual situation. So we would advise people, yeah, call in or contact us in some form and see what's there. There's also the likes of Threshold in the city, and they're very good at this kind of work. I suppose that's their sole gain, is to support people then that are in rented accommodation. And so we'd often refer to them. We'd also ask them for some updates as to what's going on when, I suppose, when situations change. And so I suppose there's ourselves, there's Threshold. And some people might have issues where they might be able to contact the RTB, the Residential Tenancies Board, because sometimes though they need to get involved to deal with certain situations. But it's looking to see, is it a valid eviction notice, is what we'd be saying to you first. That's the key thing we'd be looking at. And then we take a step from there. So we just, I suppose, yeah, if somebody is put into the situation, bring down the eviction letter to us or bring it to Threshold or something.
Yeah, and obviously, as we said, it's all going to be done on a case-by-case basis. Yeah, so you, yeah. I mean, we can't make this in any way, shape or form generic. Yeah. It wouldn't be fair.
Oh, it's a big issue. At the moment,
it is, yeah, a big issue, and you see it. And to be fair, you must be at the front line for a lot of these issues, yeah, yeah, that happen, yeah. So people who would like to avail of information, can they just pop into the office below at 128 North,
yeah,
Main Street?
Yeah. So from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday to Friday, we open our door and we're there. And we're hoping to extend those hours now in the coming months. And so, yeah, you can just drop in to us. We don't have an appointment system, so it's just come in, sit and wait. If we can see you straight away, that's the way we work it. After 1 o'clock, I suppose our options then are the website and the phone service. We've also actually started, maybe it's coming up to nearly a year now, we also have a FLAC service, the Free Legal Advice Clinic. And so Tuesdays we have that there for people that want to call in for legal questions. So, yeah, that's the easiest way to get into us.
The phone number again, I know you gave it out there at the start.
Okay, so our phone number for y'all is 076-107-8040, or you can email us on y'all@sidinfo.ie.
Yeah, and that is the number, because obviously the 076 will throw a couple of people and they don't,
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, a few people are shocked, yeah, by us, like, yeah, and it's not a dodgy number. It's all the citizens' information services are networked, and so we all have those first six digits. Like.
Perfect. So that's 076-107-8040.
That's it.
And we will get this information up on our website as well, on our Facebook page, and so on and so forth. David, thanks for popping into us. I know you are absolutely mad busy at the moment, which is a good sign and
a bad sign.
Look, in the same yeah, sense, yeah. But you do absolutely provide an invaluable service down there. The office is based at 128 North, yeah, Main Street, y'all. You can call us, call the guys in there on 076-107-8040, or the website, David, for people who might be interested.
www.citizensinformation.ie.
Perfect, David. Thanks so much for popping in. Hopefully we can get you in on a more regular basis,
yeah, yeah,
and
no
we
problem.
Can we can break it down a bit more by in terms of topic and
yeah,
again,
yeah,
it's
definitely,
it's such a broad area that you cover. It wouldn't be fair to try and cover it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect you to do it.
I couldn't do it.
David, thanks a million for popping into me.